Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 36. And we're going to continue about realizing one's self-worth that we started to do in Shir number 135. And the last thing we mentioned in the last Shir from the Alei Shur, Rabbi Wolbe, that says that a person who tends to feel unhappy, who tends to feel discouraged, should be very careful about trying to work on his or her humility. Because for those people, the focus needs to be to focus on their virtues and on their strengths more than their own humility. Because focusing on their faults and shortcomings are likely to destroy the small amount of joy that they do have. And if you're going to work on humility, it's the humility of the kind that recognizes that Hashem is the one that placed great things in you, and you don't take credit for it because it's coming from Hashem. That's the humility, knowing that it's not you, it's Hashem that placed these blessings in your life and in built into you. But the focus needs to be on those great gifts that you received from Hashem. A person who's overly submissive to others, overly quote-unquote humble, will never stand out and stand up to carry out the dictates of justice. Again, we can't compare what tzaddikim were like to us, but Shaul HaMelech is a prototype of this. He felt submissive to the people's word. What will they think? As you learn Shmuel Aleph, you see that clearly, and that is the error he made. Number one, in the first instance, when he did not wait for Shmuel, when the Pelishtim were gathering around, before that, when he was waiting for Shmuel and he brought the carbon because people were leaving, and then other errors like that, till he finally was submissive in the fact that he felt that unhealthy compassion towards Amalek. So a person who has that humility in excess will not carry out the dictates of healthy justice. In order to take action when one sees injustice, a person needs to consider himself or herself intelligent enough to make decisions, have enough courage to follow through on those decisions, and therefore a submissive person will allow evil to prevail, will allow injustice to continue. Therefore, we do need self-esteem needed to take action to prevent wrongdoing. And only a person who feels inwardly good about themselves will be able to fulfill the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamecha, to love your neighbor like yourself, kamecha. You can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself in a healthy way. Not in the arrogant, mirroring, self-aggrandizement type of way, but to love yourself in the real way is the only way you could love your fellow man in a real way. Rabbi Blach, Yosef Leib Blach, and Shurei Das, Chela Gimel, says that a truly distinguished, honorable person gives honor to others. Sort of like what Pirkei Avos says, Ezu Mechubed, who is honorable, HaMechabed Es Habriyos, bestowing honor on others. They're not worried that by showing honor to someone else, they will lose out on their honor. Sometimes if a person comes late to a meeting, a chashuv person will stand up and give his seat or her seat to the latecomer. A plain person, a coarse person, is afraid they will lose if they give honors to others. But a higher elevated person understands that they will not lose if they give honors to others. There's an old Jewish saying, one who has confidence in himself gains the confidence of others. It's an important concept to keep in mind when you want to influence other people. Be confident that you can succeed. Be confident that you can succeed. In the Shalom Bayis groups on Sundays, we started giving shiurim on a concept of HSP, highly sensitive people, that have the tendency, they have a gift of being feeling the feelings of others in a very deep way. But the negative aspect of that is that they have such a sensitivity that they feel an internal lack of worth. And they need to work on themselves to gain confidence in themselves in order to gain the confidence of others in a healthy way. Now, some of the faults a person who has low self-esteem may have are the following. And it aligns a lot with these HSPs, highly sensitive people that tend to have these low feelings about themselves. So one of it is sensitivity to criticism. He or she will become defensive or hurt if someone criticizes them in any way. One, aware of their own self-worth, feels safe enough, to listen to healthy criticism and thus are very much willing to improve. But a person who feels inferior becomes irritated or upset whenever someone tries to point out their faults. As a rule, the weaker you feel, the more you'll try to conceal those shortcomings instead of working on those shortcomings. Another thing that people who lack self-esteem have is they are over-responsive to flattery. If someone has low self-esteem, they are excessively overwhelmed when others praise them. Since he or she views himself or herself as having little worth, they're extremely grateful to anyone who praises them, which can cause a tremendous amount of harm, since insincere flattery might take advantage of him or of her. So the over-response to flattery. Next is a hyper-critical attitude. A person who looks at him or herself as inferior feels a strong need to criticize other people. Feels the need to elevate themselves by putting other people down. And the more faults they find in others, the better he or she will feel. Another tendency is a tendency towards blame. Either blaming their faults or shortcomings on others, not taking responsibility for what he or she does, and blames everyone except themselves. The opposite thing is over-blaming themselves as well. And a tendency towards seclusiveness and shyness, because you feel inferior and you're afraid. So you're seclusive and shy. The Torah perspective on a value of man is totally different. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elekim. Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudches. Bless, and Yudches is Chai. It's the life of and the essence of the person. Cherished is the man who he was created in the image of Hashem, and woman as well is a Tzelem Elekim. That's a statement of Rabbi Akiva. The inherent value in every person, regardless of how much he or she accomplished, or how much wealth they may or may not have, how much fame they may or may not have, the inherent value of every person, regardless of their accomplishments, is beyond comprehension. A person who internalizes this concept cannot possibly suffer from any inferior complex. The more he loves or she loves and respects their fellow human being, they too will feel that element of Tzelem Elokim within themselves. Hashtutaira renders every person having a special status as a human being. Otherwise, there's no difference between a human being and an animal. Someone looks at the world from a secular viewpoint. There's no basis for the value of man. If we all come from monkeys, or as an atheist, we come from nowhere, whatever that's supposed to mean. And on an emotional level, if you're basing your value on your own subjective evaluation of yourself, it doesn't need rational basis, positive or negative, and you're basically rudderless. You're not positive, you're not negative. Your moral shift from one extreme to the other. While the Torah viewpoint is goal, man is the goal and purpose of the entire creation, due to that image of God, the Tzelem Elokim, that was placed in a human being. Chayav Adam Loima Bishvili Nivra Olam. We said this many times. Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone is obligated to say the world was created for me. Masay Agiu Avoisai La'avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. When will my deeds reach? Reach means to touch upon. Even if you can't reach, to touch upon the deeds of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We must be aware of our greatness, says the Taras Avraham Gudansky. We are obligated to feel that greatness. We're obligated to feel proud that we're created in Tzelem Elokim, in the image of the Almighty. And pride in this awareness of Tzelem Elokim is an elevation of a soul. It's not only proper, but it's actually an obligation. It is a binding duty to recognize your virtues and to live with this awareness. Some people think that since one's self-image is largely based on early upbringing, the way their parents viewed them, their teachers viewed them, their friends treated them when they were young, and if that's negative and that was done in a negative way, they can't change their self-image because it's fixed already. They believe in error. But that's not true. Your self-image is not based on the past. It has been, but it doesn't have to be. What counts is how we judge ourselves in the present. No matter how we were considered by others when we were younger, we have the ability to change our own attitudes towards ourselves. A prince that was kidnapped and was with bandits all their lives now needs to re-educate himself or herself and recognize that his or her father is the king and act accordingly. And the original view of themselves was based on a mistaken notion that they were thrown away, when in actuality they are part and parcel of royalty, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's the Torah's evaluation of man and of a woman. Every person is created B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of his or her creator. We are all sarim, we are all noblemen when we view ourselves this way. And we need to internalize this concept, to look back at past experiences, picture how you dealt in those difficult situations in the past, as if you would have a positive attitude now. Don't look back with regret, just use these tools going forward to write the history that you are meant to write. This is what Hillel HaZaken said when they asked him, "Where are you going now?" "We're going to do the mitzvah." "What mitzvah?" "To bathe in a bathhouse." And they asked him, what is that? "That's a mitzvah, to bathe in a bathhouse?" And Hillel replied, "Absolutely yes. The statues of kings are cleaned and polished by the person appointed to take care of those statues of the king. And he is sustained for the purpose and rises in stature because of the duty. So I too have been created in the Tzelem Elokim, in the image of my creator. How much more so must I keep my body clean?" So when someone washes their face, takes a shower, not just the covered Shabbos, but any given day, and they have in mind, because this body is a house for a holy soul that Hashem put in me, and I'm valuing my Tzelem Elokim, than taking a shower, taking a bath, washing your face, is a mitzvah, the elevation of Tzelem Elokim in a physical way, and we have to start believing it in a spiritual way as well, to value our true inherent greatness, to bring us forward, to add to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that we do and continue to do them in its full strength. Bracha and hatzlacha.